Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 24, Young Hop Makes Salsa. What is she going to do tonight? I don't know if this is going to be a story or not, or if this is just a little thing that Hop wanted to share. But apparently Hop had really ticklish snuggles from her daddy, too. Because, well, rabbits don't have beards, but they have whiskers. And Hop's, man, he had long, curly whiskers, like about this long. So whenever Hop wanted to have some snuggles with her daddy, she had to get in. And then she had to try and sneak around the whiskers to get in for some snuggles. But then sometimes when she was close by, it would tickle her eyes or get in her nose and tickle her nose. And she would shake her head and then it would tickle her nose even more. So she just had to be very, very careful about how she went in for some snuggles. Dutch. I guess that was just a little memory. There doesn't seem to be a story attached to that. Other than, I see something about her mom, but I don't know what she's trying to tell me about her mom. Well, there was a time.
One of the things that Hop remembered about
her mom was in, it was time to do some planting. One of the very important favorite things that Hop learned from her mom was how to plant carrots. Because, of course, as you know, she loves to grow carrots. Wow, and when Hop was growing up, they had a big, big, big carrot garden. It was almost as far as you could see when you looked out. There was just carrots after carrots over the hills and down the hills and over the hills. There were just more and more and more carrots. So, Hop says that when she brought so many carrots and stored them in the parquet of the Hallmark place, that really wasn't very many carrots. She had had lots, when they grew up, they had lots and lots and lots and lots of carrots. And they had a big, big cellar in their home that they filled to the right up to the roof with carrots for the winter. So, what she had stored is just a wee little bit. And for some reason, also, she's just telling me that they like to wear blue jeans sometimes. Or not just jeans, but overalls. All of them sometimes wear overalls. It was just one of the funny little things that they did as a family. They also had some tomatoes. And what about the tomatoes? They made some tomato paste. And they made it into salsa one year when they just decided to try something very, very different. Of course, rabbits generally don't eat salsa because it's spicy, but they didn't really know about spicy. So they made the salsa. They made quite a lot of it because they seemed like a really good idea. So they just made a whole bunch of salsa. And then they were so excited to try it, and they all took a bite in. Suddenly their eyes got big and they started to water and their faces got red and their mouths got really hot and they looked at each other and went because they made it really spicy. And they all just ran to get some water and drink and drink and drink until their mouths stopped burning. Of course, then they didn't know what to do with the salsa, because they knew they weren't going to eat all that salsa. So they thought, who can we give this to? I don't know. Who can we give it to? Who has a very tough mouth? And they thought, I know. The bears must have a very tough mouth, because I think they sometimes eat bees, and bees sting them in their mouths and when they're trying to eat honey, so they must have very tough mouths. I bet you that they would like the salsa. So they got a wheelbarrow, and they loaded it full of jars of salsa, and they brought it over to the bear's house, and they knocked, and they said, excuse me, we were wondering if you might like this. It's too spicy for us. And Mama Bear was there, and she took a jar, and she opened it up, and she took a big swig and swallowed the whole jar and went, that could be spicier, but it's really good. Sure, we'll have that. So they did. They took all the salsa from the bears. Or no, the bears took all the salsa from the rabbits, and they turned around and were about to leave, and Mama Bear went, oh, hold on, I have something here for you. And she handed Mama Rabbit a big pail full of blueberry honey. And Hop was so excited, she bounced. No, she didn't hop, she bounced all the way home. And so they figured it worked out pretty good anyhow, making salsa, because the bears make very, very good blueberry honey, which they had on some banana pancakes the next morning. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop remembers the farm. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.